This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Psalm 47, like many others, is both historic and prophetic. Historically, we see what happened during the time of King Belshazzar. During a riotous party, the fingers of a human hand wrote a message from God, and Daniel was called in to interpret that message.
Your Majesty, the Most High God, gave sovereignty, greatness, glory, and majesty to your predecessor, Nebuchadnezzar. But when his heart was exalted and his spirit became arrogant, he was deposed from his royal throne, and his glory was taken from him.
Well, Daniel went on to explain to Belshazzar that, just like Nebuchadnezzar, he had not humbled himself and would also be deposed by the Lord, the Most High, who is the great King over all the earth. These are the very words we read from Psalm 47:2. Now, the Lord has not yet literally reigned over the nations, but it will happen someday when in the person of Jesus, his Son, he will reign as King of kings and Lord of lords. Listen to Paul's words to the Philippians. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So let's remember this principle to live by. As followers of Jesus Christ, we're to look forward to the day when he will reign over all nations. However, until that happens, let's remember that Jesus Christ desires to rule and reign in our lives as members of his body, the church.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.